Hey, this is Rudy Basso. I play Rain Bowie on the Demon Plague podcast, and you are listening to Redemption.
This is Redemption, an actual play podcast set in the Star Wars role-playing game system, with Chris Berlew as the GM and also the droids 11D4 and R3A1.
Hey, look. Your drink, it's trying to get away.
Andy Fox as the Botha negotiator, Quinth.
Caff is for those who get up before 10 a.m.
Kaylee Jung as the Twi'lek Jedi Knight, Corral.
It's like we should have just been waving a karking flag.
Mae Coker as the Zeltron enforcer, Zahn.
I'll have to ask Corral about the pants. She likes to wear pants.
And Michael Waldschlager II as the Duros pilot, Tazi.
I mean, attachments are what give us purpose in this life.
Episode 612, Reconciliation. Finally ferreting out the details of both Master Tovar's goals, as well as her dynamic with Zahn, the crew finally set off back towards home. Coruscant will bring them back to the familiarity of the Crawlet's Fang, but before they can relax, Corral has some fences to mend, as well as figuring out how to report on all they have learned.
Hey, look. Your drink, it's trying to get away.
What?
Your drink, it's sliding away.
I'll have to ask Corral about the pants. She likes to wear pants.
Come back here.
Tazi kind of wanders down the table to try to get his drink that appears to be walking away from him. Tazi finishes his space biscuits and gravy and basically like nods off at the table.
And then we watch as Quinth and D4 spend most of their time trying to wrangle Zahn and A1 as they've gotten together to kind of create little mischief.
Yeah.
You know, they're just doing little practical jokes here and there.
It's good stuff.
And then we cut to the next day. You guys are all awake in the room. And you guys are awake and you're getting everything kind of packed up and ready. And in through the door walks Master Tovar because she's got her full outfit on.
Oh, I was expecting IG-12.
Hello, Master Tovar.
Hi.
Hello. And the door shuts behind her as she steps into the room. So, have you made your decision?
Oh, can you stop yelling?
The answer is yes.
Yes.
Zahn's very excited that Corral said that, and she runs over and hugs Corral, or at least tries to.
Corral gets a hand up and, like, you know, holds out her arm at Zahn, kind of holds her away. And obviously it's just looking a little uncomfortable. Yes, we've decided to join you.
My arms are still out.
I'm excited to hear this. Please continue with your normal routine when we have things more organized as to how we are going to start our approach. We will contact you.
You have our comm code.
All right, let's pack it up, everybody. Let's pack it up. Pack it up.
She actually stands there kind of motionless for a second. Then she takes a step towards the door, then turns back around and takes a step into the room. And she's looking right at Zahn, who still has her arms out, trying to hug Corral.
Corral, like, notices this and kind of turns, so she's now between Tovar and Zahn, and then ducks really quickly out of the way, so Zahn starts stumbling towards her sister.
Oh. So they crash into each other, and you see Jaina hugs Zahn. I will see you soon.
Here, this is my personal comm code. Not just the ship. This is mine.
She takes it. Thank you.
Thank you.
And then she walks out of the room.
Hey, let's waving more packing. We gotta get going.
I don't have much anyway.
Well, come on. Let's get to it.
As Tazi turns to pack, D4 standing there holding Tazi's belongings.
I did not think you would be in the condition to pack quickly, so I took care of this for you.
Oh, thanks, D4. That was very, very, very kind of you. Very kind. Let's get a move on then. You got all the bottles, right?
Yes. To our ship, cousin Tazi.
And he's just holding one hand out, pointing towards the door.
Yes, cousin Tazi. Yep. Let's go.
Hey, did you guys get on the fire spray?
Zahn grabs her pillow before they leave the room.
Quinth pilots you guys out. Hyperspace back to Coruscant. What would you guys like to do on the trip?
Tassi starts cataloging and putting away his new inventory of fancy liqueurs.
A1 rolls up to you. He puts his hand on your hand, Tassi. You don't need to worry about that right now. You need to go talk to Corell. I'll take everybody else up to the cockpit.
What's going on? I mean, I know she's mad, but...
I don't know, but you're the only one that she will talk to.
All right, I'll go. You handle this stuff, and please be careful with the bottles. And I'll go see what's up with Corell. I'll see what's up with Corell.
A1 and D4 roll up to the cockpit because they assume that's where Zahn is, since that's where Quint is. Where is Zahn? Is she hiding in the fresher or under a bed?
She was watching Tassi try to find a place to put the liquor.
Just so we're all picturing it the same, the cargo area in a fire spray is not huge.
Yeah, no, it's
pretty small. Remember, you guys said you had it divided into a couple rooms. Yeah. Where is Corell? I'm assuming she's in one room where everybody else was in the other.
Yeah, she's in the only spare room that isn't a brig.
Okay.
So Tassi will kind of walk up to that spare chamber and...
Door's open.
He raps on the door jamb.
Hey,
Corell's in there and she's got like one of the panels off of the wall. And she's got her blaster going back into her holster, and you can see that her lightsaber is already back on her hip.
So I told you I wasn't going to forget, and I didn't. So now we've got some time and stuff. What's going on?
You know, we came here for a reason, and I know you're having a hard time still. I really do. I understand that. But you also have to understand we came here because I had a job to do. And, you know, normally I don't say anything when you decide to drink, okay? Because you know what? Sometimes for some odd force only knows why reason, you get better when you drink. But I can't have... Quint and Zahn are very new, okay? Zahn has the attention span of a Minock. You're the only person here I can really rely on, and I can't have you drunk off your ass all the time.
Tassi looks down at the floor. He's quiet for a minute.
Oh, you're right. You're right. No, you're absolutely right. That was selfish of me, and I should have been paying more attention to what we needed to do and more focused on getting our mission complete.
I understand that Isla messed you up. What she did was unconscionable. I don't even understand it. But you're the only person I can rely on completely. I mean, A1, you know, for the most part, but he's got the same lack of sense that Zahn has. It's just aimed in a different direction. Credits instead of candy.
I mean, you know, Corell, you know, even, like, drinking or not drinking, that doesn't change. I've always got your back. I mean, you're right though. I'm not trying to say you're not right. You're correct. You're right. I have been a little bit focused on my own pain lately, and I haven't been thinking as clearly about the pain other people have been going through, and that's something I should probably focus more energy on.
I just need you to be okay, Tassi. I really do. I can only think that we were lucky here. I just don't know how they didn't recognize us.
They recognized us, Corell. I think it's pretty clear that they recognized us.
I failed at what I was supposed to do.
I mean,
I failed because you people can't keep it together for a couple weeks.
Well, the only way you failed is if we don't take this job.
No, we were supposed to learn what is going on without being detected, without being found out. And, I mean, I understand that there's no way in the galaxy that we could have foreseen that one of our new crew happens to be directly related to somebody else.
Well, I mean, they just never...
It's just insane, but
Corell,
then we just dropped the entire pretense.
Corell, they never called us by name, though.
But everybody else called everybody else by name. They said they used facial recognition. It's like we should have just been waving a carking flag.
Oh, we couldn't have anticipated any of that.
We should have. I should have known what was doing it. And this is all my fault.
It's not your fault, Corell. We went into the mission with the information that we had.
No, it's my responsibility. It's my job, and I should have thought better about it. I should have just come out here on my own.
Well, that wasn't going to happen.
Well, maybe it needs to.
Zahn would have got up during that discussion then, because she was just sitting cross-legged on the shag carpet, walked over by the door, and poked her head in. Are you guys okay?
Curl's sitting on her bunk, kind of looking down, and then her head snaps up at this point.
Zahn waves a little bit. Hi.
And her eyes, she's just staring at you at this point.
I'm on a, you know, I'm a,
Do you need a hug?
Zahn, no, I don't need a carking hug. This cannot be fixed by hugs or candy or even punching someone in the face. And Krull gets to her feet and she's staring at you. And you can feel this wave of like dark anger pulsing off of her. And it's just like this aura that makes you just feel scared, like down to your bones right now. You can't just punch your way out of everything. You can't just charm your way out of everything. Some things don't even involve you, Zahn. You have no idea what's going on and you keep blundering into everything. Give it a rest.
Zahn shrinks back a little bit. Those things... I'm sorry.
You need to grow up. The galaxy is cold and dark and there's no place in it for this kind of naivete.
Hey, Corell, do you wanna sit back down?
No, Corell? I don't wanna sit back down.
I'm none of those things.
You are exactly those things. You are a child playing in an adult's galaxy, and it's gonna get all of us killed.
But it hasn't yet, and I think I've saved you.
You haven't saved anything. You've just caused more problems.
Tazi steps in between them for a minute.
Corell, you need to relax. You need to just back up for a minute, okay?
She can't relax. I haven't known her that long, but I know she can't relax.
Zahn, you're not helping. Look, things have been tense for everybody.
Curl kind of takes a step back and then shifts her eyes so she's glaring up at Tazi now.
Things have been tense. Things have been rough. Things have not been ideal. We're almost done with this whole thing. We're almost done with this. Let's get through this.
Thought we were friends. Zahn's eyes tear up.
Well, maybe you thought wrong, because I don't need any friends, because all they do is leave anyway.
And with a hand, she gestures and the door slams shut in Zahn's face.
Zahn's frozen on the other side. You see her fist kind of ball up, and then she drops it, starts crying, and turns around. And
well, as soon as Zahn turns around, A1 is standing there. This happens every now and then. It's best just to leave Tazi to deal with it. Then A1 puts his hand in Zahn's hand. I still like you. We're friends. Wish the ship was bigger so we could get in trouble. I mean, have fun.
Yeah. I should run off with you.
A1 walks with her towards the cockpit. Then we cut back over to Tazi and Corell.
We cut back over to the room just as the door slams. And Corell looks back up at Tazi.
This isn't going to work.
It's not going to work if you can't let it work.
She's a child, Tazi. She's never been out in the real world. She's going to get us all killed.
We were all kids once, and some of us didn't have the benefit of having people as experienced as we are.
And you know what? Not all of us were kids once. And you know what? It gets tiring. And you find people to rely on, and then they leave, and everything else. You know this better than I do.
You're right. I do. I know a lot about this. And I know that
I have one thing I'm good at, and that's my job. And I can't just have that taken away from me, too.
Nobody's taking your job away from you.
If I can't do a simple mission like this without it falling to pieces, who's going to trust me with anything else?
Again, they never called us by name. I know we used our own names, but it seemed all they were really worried about was Zahn.
We did it! We called each other by our names in front of them! They're not stupid! They know.
All we can do at this point is play it out.
Yeah, go back home and take my licks. I understand that. I can't do it anymore.
No. What I'm saying is that we got invited into the organization, and regardless of how secret this was supposed to be, they still want us, and that's still of value to the Republic.
It just means you
it's
guys
still
have
of
a
value to the Jedi.
It just means you guys have a job.
No, it means the Jedi have an inside source.
They're not going to trust me with this. They're not going to. They wanted the information as to what was going on. I'm not supposed to be this deep cover person. I can't hack it, and you know that, and you've seen it. That's what's just ruined everything. I picked the wrong team, and I blew it. It's my responsibility.
I can't. Look, Corell, I'm not going to argue with you about this, all right? You've lost. Certainly I've lost. I know what this is like. I know how this plays out. I've seen it a number of times. You've seen it a number of times. We've both been through it. But at the end of the day, the work is just one thing. You know, we still have each other. I still have you. You still have me. We still have A1. Other people have left our lives, but you and I are still here.
That shouldn't matter. Attachments don't matter. It's all about doing the job. It's the only thing that doesn't disappoint you in the end. And that's what I need to focus on.
You know what?
On.
That's... Nope, that's Bantha Poodoo.
It's the Jedi code.
That... Your code is Poodoo.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way, Tazi.
I mean, attachments are what give us purpose in this life. The work doesn't give you purpose.
It's not true.
It's the people that you're doing the work for that give you purpose.
Attachments give you nothing but pain, and that turns you to darkness.
If you
did you see
it.
What I just did to Zahn?
I did. I was here. I felt it.
Yeah, that's what attachments do to you. I started liking her.
No, that's what
I...
No.
I just took her emotions and carking through them on the floor and stomped on them.
No, no, that's not what attachments do.
Yeah, it is. Because that's exactly what Nisinda did to me.
And
what I did to Zahn is not quite the same. I don't love Zahn. But Tazi, I really... She walked out on me. Maybe it's revenge for what I did to her because I walked out on her.
Tazi stops talking and just reaches forward and pulls Corell in very tight.
But I thought I was done with that. I thought we were past that, Tazi. I thought she was actually going to be there.
I thought Isla was going to be here too. But, you know, apparently the Force has a different plan, if that's the way you want to look at it. And I can let it break me like I have been, or I can... try to move forward. And if that was meant to be, I'll see her again. And if it wasn't, then all I can do is cherish the time I had.
Why do they keep leaving us, Tazi? I don't understand. I don't want to get hurt like this ever again.
Hey, it's just...
I can't.
It's part of being.
I can't.
It's part of being.
It's breaking me apart.
And we'll be here to put you back together.
There will be another time. It's too much.
There's always another time. There's another time until there isn't. And when that happens, well, until then, I'm here. A1's here. We're family. We're family. And that's, in this life we've got, maybe that's all we can really ask for. Is maybe that we can be here for each other.
At this point, Corell just breaks down into sobs and is just hanging on Tazi.
And Tazi shuts up and just, like, holds on tight.
And I think we just fade to black at that point.
All right, so we follow A1 and Zahn as they head up to the cockpit. They get up there, and A1 pops out of one of his little compartments, a little flask, hands it to her.
Here you go, big buddy.
I'm not... Yeah, I'll take it. Zahn reaches out and takes the flask, and is the flask full?
Yeah. This is A1's backup for when Tazi's flask is empty.
Zahn will reach out and take the flask, and she'll take a couple drinks and start to hand it back. But then she pulls it back and takes a couple more drinks and hands it back to A1.
A1 pretends to drink from it and then hands it back to her. And then he turns on a HoloNet show of some silly comedy that's equivalent to cartoons nowadays.
Zahn smiles a little bit, even though she doesn't feel like it at all.
And we fade out to A1 and Zahn watching cartoons, and Zahn drinking and A1 pretending to drink. Fade back in, and it's the next day. We're still in hyperspace. Is there anything else you guys want to do before we get to where we're going?
Like, after Corell has an evening to kind of calm down and figure out what the heck just happened and after a few nudges from Tazi that were first subtle and then not so subtle, she waits till she sees Zahn kind of walking back from wherever she is, and a little ashamedly walks up to her.
Hey, Zahn, can I talk to you for just a second?
Talk or yell?
Oh, it's talk. I want to say that I'm really, really sorry about what happened yesterday. I am not good with feelings. It's I know. Oh, it may be apparent. Surprising.
I can feel it.
And I deserve that, and I don't deserve your forgiveness, but I wanted to let you know that I wasn't yelling at you. I was really kind of yelling at myself for being angry with myself. Does that make sense?
What? She just blinks at you.
No, it doesn't make sense. That's just stupid.
You yelled at me and then you shut the door in my face with your fancy powers.
Zahn, okay, part of being a Jedi is you're not supposed to let your emotions run away with you. You're supposed to be in control of your emotions. Before you guys got here, I was in a relationship with someone who was very dear to me. And she joked that we were married. And I mean, even though we shouldn't have, I mean, it's totally against the Jedi code and everything, but I would have gone away with her and married her if she would have asked. Because, well, okay, actually, the first time she asked, I didn't do it. And then she went away for 18 years. And then she came back and was being all flirty and sexy and gorgeous. And then she left at the same time Tazi's girlfriend left. And it kind of messed me up, and I didn't know how to do with it. I mean, I had to kind of... And she looks around to make sure Tazi's not within earshot. I had to be strong for Tazi. He's gone through a lot the past couple years, and I had to hold it together so he would hold himself together. And I guess it just exploded all over you, and you're so sweet, and I feel horrible for what happens, Zahn. And I really hope someday you can forgive me.
Zahn's just standing there. She's kind of stiff, just watching you explain all these things to her. And some of them's a bit deeper than Zahn usually goes, but she feels that you're sorry. You're apologizing. She can feel that coming off of you.
And Krell's body language is not normal for her. Normally she's pretty confident and stands tall for 5'3". She's a little hunched, and she's got her arms crossed in front of her chest, and she just looks really unsure, and she's flushed and embarrassed, and it's obviously not a normal look for her.
Well, I think I kind of understand. You had a lot of drama going on, and I've seen a lot of things on a lot of holovids that kind of look like what happened over the last several, I don't know how long, but...
I think I can explain this maybe better.
Uh-huh.
This is how I would probably explain it to Tazi if he didn't have this background. So, you know, when you drink a lot,
I mean,
a lot.
I'm great at that.
We're talking a lot, like way too much, and you feel really kind of sick.
What's too much?
And like, you know, like you're gonna be sick, and then you gotta force yourself not to be sick all over the place, and then you finally find yourself outside the fresher running for it, but you don't make it, and you kind of vomit all over somebody else. That's kind of what that was like.
Okay, I've only done that like once, but...
I don't recommend it in either direction, to be completely honest.
Well, are you going to be my best friend?
If you want me to be, yeah. I mean, technically, I'm kind of Tazi's best friend, but I can be multiple people's best friends.
I mean, that's how we do it back home. Multiple people, all over the place. Just happiness. It's better than just with one person, because maybe you wouldn't get your heart broken so hard. That's just a lot.
That's actually pretty wise, Zahn. You know, for someone so adorable, you make a lot of sense.
Oh, I sometimes think I make sense. Sometimes.
You
sometimes
do.
Sometimes Quinty says I'm okay at making sense.
Well, I will definitely give you... hang on. Hey, A1, can you print up a medal for Zahn that says she makes sense?
Sure.
Were you there the whole time?
No.
Right. Okay,
So, yeah, can you award her a medal for making sense? Because I think she did a really good job making sense, and she's being really sweet and forgiving me when I was kind of a poodoo head.
Okay.
You were really a poodoo head.
Yeah, I know.
That door could have hit me.
Oh, no. I would have made... You had a good 3-4 millimeters clearance between your nose and the door. Plus, the door has safety interlocks on this model, so they don't close. Unless you guys have messed with them, they don't close, you know, on people.
Well, it's kind of an old ship.
Oh, that's fair.
But
I can show you how to disable them if they aren't already.
I can disable things. It's okay.
Okay.
I think we're okay. Okay. I think we'll be okay.
All right. I mean, I'll just kind of stay out of your way until you're ready. But I mean, I just wanted to let you know how bad I feel about this.
Well,
I mean, I'm still not over the whole thing, because I think that's still going to take me a little while. But
it'll be fine. We're fine. I mean. Yeah, it upset me, and I can deal with those things. I've had to deal with them, sort of, before, maybe. I don't know. It's okay. I really like you, and I don't like being upset, and I hate being upset, and I don't like people being upset at me. I don't like it when people don't like me. People are supposed to like me.
Well, you do a good job of making people like you, and, I mean, not even making them like you. They kind of instinctually like you. So, okay. I think Tazi's awake.
Are you going to tell him that we're best friends now?
Anybody making a calf?
Do you want me to? Or should I wait till after he's had calf?
It can wait till later. I don't want to upset him.
Okay. Probably a good idea. He had to deal with a lot of my poodoo yesterday, so he's probably pretty worn out. Tazi? I think Quinth maybe drank all the calf, but we can make some more.
Oh, I'll do it. It's fine. I got it.
Calf is for those who get up before 10 a.m.
Time doesn't matter in hyperspace.
All right. Anything else you guys want to do in hyperspace? Or do we just have a montage of typical hyperspace flight?
Zahn tries to watch cartoons with A1 as much as possible now.
Oh, for sure. He'll keep watching cartoons and causing trouble with you. I think there's probably a little bit of a montage of Zahn and A1 playing little pranks on the rest of the crew for the rest of the trip.
There's a couple of scenes with you two watching cartoons where Corel has been dragged along and she's attempting to laugh at them, but looking just vaguely like she doesn't get it. And then like two scenes later, she's there again, but this time she's laughing incredibly hard at the exact same cartoon.
See?
Yeah, so the montage of Tazi is Tazi trying to fall asleep in small, compact spaces on the ship.
And he's not as flexible as he thinks he is.
Nope. You know, a door opens and a number of cleaning implements fall out, and he tries to squeeze himself into a cargo spot, and legs sticking out, and you can see his necks all cramped. And
it's a small ship, Tazi.
There's another one where Quinth goes up to the bridge, and Tazi's like laying underneath the control panel sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's one where he falls asleep in a closet, but wakes up underneath the panel somewhere as Zahn and A1 have drug him quietly somewhere else.
Moving him around.
Then we see the ship come out of hyperspace over Coruscant. And the fire spray heads towards... Are you guys heading to the temple, or are you guys going somewhere else?
Hey, Quinth, if you can drop me off... And she types something into your comm panel, and landing clearance comes up. If you look at landing pad 1A over there, that's where we usually land. We've got clearance to land there.
At the Jedi Temple. All right, no problem.
All right, you guys land at the temple. One of the platforms.
This feels
outside.
So weird.
Well, Tanzi, I'll go report in if you want to go get the Fang. It's getting pretty late, so, I mean, sun's real low, Tanzi. Tanzi, wake up.
I mean, what? How are you?
Tanzi, go get the Kralitz Fang, and I'll go report in. It'll probably take an hour or two.
I'll go pick up the Fang.
Okay, just call me whenever you land somewhere, or bring it back to the temple, whatever.
We didn't leave it too far away.
Okay.
Could I come with you, Tazi? I think that we should talk.
Okay. That's fine.
Corel gives Tazi kind of a look with a eyebrow raise. Looks kind of quizzical.
Tazi, like, looks back and very visibly shrugs.
Corel shrugs in reply and then turns and walks off the ship.
It's nothing bad.
Oh, no, that's fine. I didn't assume it was. That's good. I'm glad it's nothing bad.
I just thought we made a good crew, and I was wondering if maybe we should stick together.
I mean, I'd be happy to have you guys join the crew of the Fang. We're certainly short a couple of people, and you've more than proven yourselves capable, you know, of lots of different things. You've got your specialties, of course, and you know, certainly no slouches in a fight. And we get into a couple of those, you know, on occasion. Yeah, I'm sure Corell would agree. I think it'd be great to have you guys as part of the crew. Of course, you sign on, you get actual crew benefits. We do split the pay. There's that. So,
what's your dental look like?
I mean, my teeth are in pretty good shape. You know, I don't have any false ones yet.
There is one thing, and.
Well, we don't really have medical insurance per se, but if you get hurt, we try to pay for it. And if we can't pay for it, we run.
Oh, that's good. Do people get hurt a lot?
I'll simply say that, you know, some of our past crew have suffered some severe injuries. There have been a number of comas. Comas are a common thing somehow. I don't know why, but they are. Head trauma happens. But for the most part, everyone stays pretty healthy.
Well, no, not about physical health. This is more about financial.
Oh, we're good. We've had some pretty lucrative contracts with the Republic, and you know, we have our shipping contacts. And
what I have normally done is I actually tell Zahn we are getting about half the money that we normally do. And I set aside half of her portion and have it under her name in the Republic Galactic Bank. Zahn is wonderful, and I care about her deeply, but she is very bad with money, and I worry about her future.
Does she know you do that?
She has found out on two different occasions and then seems to forget.
I don't have a problem with this, but again, it's kind of up to her. If she joins the crew, the paperwork is in her name.
Of course.
So if she wants to continue this arrangement of you kind of managing her funds, that's really up to her. I can't say one way or the other. I'm fine with that situation, but she's got to be fine with it.
Well, thank you.
Well, we still got a ways to go before we get to the ship. So, you know, and, I mean,
I'm assuming you two grabbed a speeder and headed out, leaving Zahn, A1, and D4 on the fire spray. And is Zahn going to do anything with her free time on the ship? Or is it just going to be Zahn and A1 playing pranks on D4?
Pretty much the latter. She doesn't have a lot on her plate that she wants to do. And she's kind of enjoying not having anybody else around besides the droids.
Okay.
As the speeder arrives at the docking bay where the Fang is, Tazi gets out and he's walking around the outside of the ship, looking at it very carefully, looking for any additional dings or attempts to access. Like, he's kind of going over the ship obsessively. Would Tazi need to make any checks to see if anything had been done to the ship?
Sure. Make a perception check.
All right. Difficulty?
I'd say it's probably just average.
Well, that's a wash, so.
Same condition as when you last saw it.
Since I'm there, can I also do that? Because I have a really good perception.
Sure.
One advantage.
It's all right. You don't really notice anything other than, yeah, it's a little more dusty than it was. But nothing sticks out. You don't trip over anything.
Looks all right. And Tazi keys into his comm, and then you hear the little... And the loading ramp drops down.
Is this thing on? Is this hello? Okay. This new comm console is complicated. Sorry, the red light means it's okay. Redemption is played using the Star Wars role-playing system by Fantasy Flight Games and Lucas Books. You can follow the crew on Twitter at RedemptionPod or check out the HoloNet page A1 set up for us at RedemptionPodcast.com. If you're enjoying our adventures, please leave a review for us in iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your podcatcher of choice. If you'd like to support the crew and you don't have a cargo run for us, you can always go to patreon.com/redemption and throw some credits our way there. Patrons get outtakes, help create NPCs for us, and get to play with us on occasion as well. Okay, that's all I got to say. thank you. Thank you for listening. I'm going to stop this now. How do I stop it? A1? How do I stop this? A1?